Welcome to the Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast. I'm Pastor George Pearsons, and this is my wife, Pastor Terry Copeland Pearsons.
Nice to be with you today.
It's good to be with you
Always
as well.
Always good to be with you.
It is.
What
it
a pleasure
really
to be with you.
You know, we have known each other. This year is our 50th year of knowing each other.
And yet we're still together.
I know, we are still together. 50 years ago, Oral Roberts University,
wow.
We met. Yeah, and it was a miracle that we got together. That's a long story.
It was a miracle place. It had to be Oral Roberts University.
She's a Texan, I'm a Yankee. You figure it out.
Yep.
But we're glad. We are so glad to be with you. And we want to thank Kenneth and Gloria Copeland for allowing us to come to this studio, this precious holy desk, as Brother Copeland calls it, to be able to minister the word to you and to give you some things from the word of God that will bring such a victory into your life. I mean, we all need it. We all need areas of victory in our lives. So we're here to do that with you today.
I really appreciate these opportunities for a lot of reasons. But one, George, is I love it when we get to do something together like this.
Mm-hmm.
But also, I like having a concentration of a topic this way because it's such a refresher for us. And we were talking about this earlier, that we are very, very thoughtful and careful to not allow putting broadcasts like this together as a routine and to let it be routine to us. George, something you're always saying is be careful to not inoculate yourself or vaccinate yourself
against
the word of God and hearing the word like, oh, I've heard that. Oh, I know that. Oh, there's nothing to that. And it's true that many of these things are things that we have been listening to, lived by, taught for those 50 years. But we never get tired of it. We never say, oh, it's just that, or, oh, let's share something because, you know, this the poor little dumb people don't know anything. Not at all. 50 years is not enough to have even come close to exhausting the wonderful things about the Word and God and faith in particular.
That's right. That's exactly right. And, you know, these notes that we're working from here, we want you to make sure that you know that they're available to you, kcm.org/notes. And, you know, you can print these out. You can use these to study by. And I also wanted to mention to you about testimonies. And whatever has been happening to you as a result of this broadcast, we would love to hear from you.
If you're as excited about doing this as we are about watching, so we'd love to hear from you. Boy, a lot happens at kcm.org.
Yeah,
you just
right.
go there and hunt around.
That's
There's
right.
a lot there.
Yeah.
Well, let's get in it.
Yeah, you know, this ministry is called to preach faith. And one of the things that Brother Copeland has said so often is that we are faith specialists. Now, where faith specialists are concerned, you know, you might think that a specialist is needed by just a few people, or only those that are called to some higher faith assignment. But the specialists in faith are needed because it is essential for everyone and everything in God, especially that we walk by faith and not by sight. It is our lives. It's our lives.
You said it was essential to everyone.
Yeah.
And somebody might say, really, how can you say that? I mean, I know you need faith, you know, but how important is it really? Well, I'm going to give you a very abbreviated list, but listen to this, okay? We can't be saved without faith. We know by grace we are saved through faith. Ephesians chapter 2, verse 8. More than once, Jesus said to people, your faith has made you whole. In fact, James says the prayer of faith will save the sick. So faith is essential in receiving healing. 1 Timothy 6:12 says, fight the good fight of faith. Well, if it's a good fight, what does that mean? It means we're going to win. How do we win? Because 1 John 5:4 says, this is the victory that overcomes the world, even our faith. That's a theme around here, you know. And Ephesians 6 says it's the shield of faith that quenches all the fiery darts of the wicked one. In fact, in Ephesians 6, it says lifting above all the shield of faith. So faith has a high, high priority in the weaponry of God as well as everything else in God. Galatians 3:9 says those who have faith are blessed. So receiving the blessings of the Lord. Some people say, well, I see that you're supposed to be blessed, but I'm not. Well, you're not exercising your faith. We're going to talk to you about how to do that. So this isn't a complete list, like I said, but there are two very important things that really sum it right off. If you didn't know anything else, if you only heard this, it would validate the reason why we are faith specialist and why everybody not only needs faith, but everybody needs to hear from people who specialize in faith. We're not the only ones by any means, but we do have a long track record of teaching faith because the Lord called us to do it. Four times in the Bible, the scripture says, the just shall live by faith. One translation says, and by faith, the just shall live. So faith is the essential pivot point for the Christian to live. In fact, Romans 14:23 says, all else is sin. Uh-oh. So everything we're doing just in and of ourselves or anything that's apart from God and His way, Bible says that's sin. But here's the number one. In Hebrews 11:5-6, it tells us that by faith, Enoch was caught up to heaven. Do you ever think about needing faith for the rapture?
Wow. Yes.
Okay.
Wow.
The faith, Enoch was caught up to heaven.
Yeah.
But why? Because he pleased God. For without faith, it's impossible to please God. We can't be pleasing to God. Well, why is it essential to have faith to please God? Because if you go back at Genesis 5 and find out about Enoch, it says he walked with God. So we put those two together, and what does it mean? It means the just will live by faith by walking with God, and that's what pleases Him. Oh, my. And it's not just a general faith of, I believe in God, but it's believing God.
Yeah.
Not just in God. The devils believe in God. They know He's there, but believing Him, trusting Him on purpose, knowing how to use your faith to receive from Him.
So a number of years ago, I was watching a preacher, pastor named Fred Price. Those of you that don't know
Brother
him,
Fred.
Look him up. Tremendous preacher of faith. Anyway, I was watching his broadcast one day, and he was preaching to his congregation. And he said, how many of you, to his congregation, how many of you want more faith? Hands went up everywhere. He looked at them. He said, wrong. He said, you don't need any more faith. He said, you need to develop the faith that you already have. And so that goes along here with Romans chapter 12 in verse 1 and 2. It says this, I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. And be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, so that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. For I say, through the grace given unto me, to every man that is among you, not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think, but to think soberly, according as God has dealt to every man the measure of faith. Terry, talk to us about the measure of faith.
We know some translations talk about, actually say, a measure of faith, but it's important to realize that God isn't a respecter of persons. And so some people have this idea that God distributes faith differently, say that some get more faith than others get. I've heard people say things, well, Brother Copeland couldn't doubt if he wanted to. Well, now, Brother Copeland would disagree with that because we all have the same challenges, the same. We all have to have faith. There's not anything required more of one person than another. Now, your challenge might be different. His challenge might be bigger to him or to you than it is to him, or vice versa. But the faith that's required and the fact that we use our faith is required the same of every person. Now, one reason it seems that Maybe that it seems people have more faith than others or a different amount of faith. Two aspects. One is there is a spiritual gift called the gift of faith. That's listed in 1 Corinthians, and it talks about the gifts of the Spirit, you know, the working of miracles, the gifts of healing, gifts of tongues, interpretation of tongues, discerning of spirits, word of knowledge, word of wisdom, et cetera, prophecy, and the gift of faith. But that's not the same. That gift of faith is a special operation of faith. In fact, the original Greek says these are operations, not just gifts, operations of the Spirit. It's a special operation or a special distribution of faith for a specific purpose, for a specific amount of time. And that's different than this general faith that Pastor George read to us out of Romans, this measure of faith that's given to every believer. And that gift of the Spirit, that operation of the Spirit of faith, happens from time to time. We see it in working of miracles and raising of the dead, other things like that. But also the anointing. Anointing specifically, like the anointing to pastor, the anointing to be a prophet, a teacher, apostle, evangelist, that anointing, that's not a special faith. That's a special anointing and equipping for that particular role. Well, there are anointings for everybody, whatever God's called you to do, but it still requires the same faith to reach out and to walk in it. So when it comes to faith that we are to live by, the faith that we are to grow in, and when we talk about growing in faith, it's not getting more faith, even though we kind of use that terminology sometimes. It's talking about growing in development, growing in the strength of something,
right,
and the quality of it, its ability to perform, not so much the quantity of it.
Exactly. And so, you know, we've been given this measure of faith. And the thing is that people don't understand, first of all, how we have the measure of faith to be able to develop. But you go even further than that, and we've been given the same measure of faith as Peter, as Paul, and Jesus. I mean, that's the best right there.
I think that's really amazing when you think about it, George. Peter, Paul, Jesus, in fact, every New Testament writer started out with that same seed of faith that's deposited in us
when
we first hear the word and we take it.
Yeah.
Your act of faith, when you take what you heard about Jesus and you receive that seed of faith just needs to be to blossom and to grow. And I love it that Jesus isn't telling us, okay, drum up your faith.
Right.
Okay, when Mark 11, Jesus said, have faith. He wasn't saying, okay, do your best. Come on, have some faith.
Yeah.
When you do, well, how do you have it? Rather, Jesus was offering it. He said, here, have the faith of God. Have it, and let me tell you how to take it, use it, and work with it.
Yeah.
What a thought.
It says in 2 Peter 1:1, I'm writing to you who share the same precious faith we have. In the ESV translation, it says, a faith of equal standing with ours. Mark 11:22, you just talked about that. Have the faith of God. Have the God kind of faith.
It's not even a smaller kind of faith than God has.
Yeah,
it's the same faith of God. Where else would we get it except from Him?
And so that's what this is all about. That's what this week is all about, is how do we take that faith and develop that faith, and with every believer having that same measure of faith in the development of it. It's just like the human body. Everybody has a body, but that body needs to be developed. It needs to be trained. And so what we want to do with you in this week is we want to take you through some of the steps that the Lord downloaded to Brother Copeland about how to develop your faith, how your faith can get stronger. And let me give you step one here. And step one is that we are to receive Jesus as the developer of our faith. Let me read this scripture to you. This is from Hebrews chapter 12, and this is verses 1 and 2. Wherefore, seeing we also are compassed about or surrounded with a cloud of witnesses, Let us lay aside every weight and the sin which does so easily beset us, and let us run with patience the race that is set before us, looking unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith.
Notice it says, let us do it. Mm-hmm. Let us lay aside. Let us run with patience. Yeah. Let us look to Jesus, the developer of our faith.
So in studying this out and looking at some of these words in the Greek, first of all, when he's talking about the author and the finisher, the word author is the chief leader. He is the ultimate faith specialist. And when it says finisher, I like this, the one who has raised faith to its perfection, setting the highest example of faith. So you look at Jesus and he sets for us the highest example of faith that there is. So another word for finisher is the perfecter or the developer. It's like a trainer.
A trainer, I like that.
Somebody who trains you, whether it's in the gym or they're training you how to play piano, or it's somebody who is perfecting that, developing that. And your faith can become so perfected that no matter what tries to rise up in your life, there is a wall of faith and a spirit of faith that rises up on the inside of you that can speak to that mountain, and that mountain will move, or speak to whatever it is that you need, and that will come to you. This in the New Living Translation, or rather the Amplified Translation, calls Jesus the source of our faith and the finisher, bringing it to maturity. Our faith can come to a place of maturity. When we first met each other at ORU 50 years ago, my faith was at one level. Your faith was at one level. Your faith was actually more developed than mine because you had a head start.
I got to jump on you.
All of this.
But you caught up really fast.
I caught up really quick.
And that's just the other thing. You know, you can develop quickly. You can develop. It depends on how much you invest in it. It's like you said, it's a lot like physical training. Mm-hmm. If you don't invest much in your physical training, then you won't get much.
Right,
exactly. It'll take a long time.
The New Living Translation, I like this one. Jesus, the champion who initiates and perfects our faith. So we have to listen very carefully to what our faith developer is teaching us and acting on what he teaches us to do, because as your faith grows, this is important, as your faith grows, Satan's dominion will wane and circumstances will no longer overpower us. And Jesus will develop our faith every time we put our faith on the line. So Terry, what does that mean to put your faith on the line?
Well, when you put your faith on the line, it means that you're going to step out. You're going to act and respond. We'll talk more about that through the week, to what the Word says. Mm. When you choose to believe what the Word says more than you are looking at, listening to, following after, moved by what you see, moved by how you feel, moved by circumstances, by the pressure, squeezed by pressure, and you make a choice, that calls it a quality decision. What's a quality decision? That's a decision from about which there is no more debate and from which there is no retreat. No more debate, no more retreat. I'm going with what God says. And when you do that and you respond to it, then that's putting your faith on the line.
Right.
And expecting then for God to respond. We put our faith on the line, so every time we take a stand, every time we take a stand on anything, whether it's about provision, Philippians 4:19, mm-hmm. My God shall supply all my need according to his riches and glory. And sometimes that stand simply is, so I refuse to worry about my finances. I refuse. It's been waking you up in the night.
Yeah.
I refuse to let that wake me up, and then I refuse to let my thoughts go there. My thoughts are my thoughts, and I'm not going to let them run away with me. I take them captive, and I'm not going to worry and be fretful over my children. I refuse to worry about what the doctor said. I refuse to be worried about my future, or what to do, or what about this, and what they said, and what they did, and what about this, and what about the future, what about any of that. We put our faith on the line every time we stand in faith for our debt freedom.
Yeah,
Romans 13:8, mm-hmm. Owe no man anything but to love him. So every time we make, you know, we make made that kind of decision, mm-hmm. but we did that based on watching what my folks did, what
That's
my dad, Gloria,
yep.
did.
Yep.
Back in the 60s and hearing their testimony.
Yeah, exactly. 1967, when they first read that scripture, "Oh, no man anything but to love him." The Amplified Bible, stay out of debt. They found that, and they made the decision already that they were going to align their lives to whatever the Word of God says. So they took a stand. They were in debt at that time, deep debt in that time, and they made the quality decision to stand on the Word of God to get out of that debt. And it was 11 months. It took 11 months for them to get out of debt. But what they did was they received Jesus as the author and the finisher, the developer of their faith. And during those 11 months, the Lord was leading them every step of the way to get out of debt. Terry and I, you and I did the same thing.
Now, it took us longer than 11 months. So it doesn't always happen, not always, it rarely happens overnight, but the quality decision overnight puts you on that path of faith development. Maybe the first step of faith is not worrying, casting the care, not thinking about what are we going to do, what are we going to do.
Yeah.
But then you get past that, and faith then says, okay, so what are we going to do? Mm-hmm. And then faith goes to the Lord. Faith looks to God. Faith, listen, when he says sow seed, we sowed seed. You know, when he said make confessions of faith, we did that.
That's
when
right.
he told us and he started maneuvering us because the just shall live by faith. We walk by faith, yep. not by sight. And that, all of that, every time we took that stand, George, whatever it was like an
That's
exercise.
Right. Exactly.
Exercising our faith, and it's drawing us closer mm-hmm. and closer and closer to that debt freedom.
And they made that decision in 1967 when this ministry started to never borrow money where the ministry was concerned. And here we are, all of these years later, and Kenneth Copeland Ministries owes no man anything but to love him. Our faith has been developed, our faith has gotten stronger, and your faith can get stronger too. Say this after me right now, in the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
I receive Jesus. As the author. And the finisher.
Of my faith.
And the perfecter.
Of my faith.
And he'll do it by teaching you from the Word of God. And that's where this offer, this free offer for you is all about. Faith, how it works, MP3 audio. This is a series that Brother Copeland taught.
There's four, I think.
There's four messages on there.
We go back and listen to that.
Oh,
my kids are listening to that.
So
my grandkids are listening to that. I went in to tuck the 7-year-old in the other night, and she had to have her pawpaw playing, and one of them was listening to The Authority of the Believer, mm-hmm. and one of the others was listening to Delivered from Fear.
There you go.
And I'm like, oh, way to go, guys.
And then the book called The Force of Faith. This is so important to know that faith is a force. It is a spiritual force that will blast mountains out of your life. So these two together, this is a power team right here to be able to help develop your faith.
Yes, so just watch this announcement coming up to find out how you can get yours absolutely free. We really want you to have it.
Are you ready to unlock the force of faith in your life? Kenneth Copeland Ministries would like to send you the Power Duo of Faith Teachings in the Faith That Sets You Free package. You'll get Kenneth Copeland's book, The Force of Faith, and his audio teaching, Faith, How It Works. Take a deep dive into God's Word to discover what faith is, how you release it, and how it can bring victory to your life. Faith isn't just an abstract idea. It's a spiritual force, and it's already inside you. Learn to develop your faith by hearing the Word of God and then release it by speaking it out. When you learn to use it, no challenge, whether it's sickness, financial struggle, or fear, can overcome you. God has placed a force within you that can move mountains. It's time to tap into it. Get the Faith That Sets You Free package today and step into a life of power, purpose, and victory. Develop strong faith that is based on the Word of God. Get your free copy of the Faith That Sets You Free package and receive Kenneth Copeland's audio series, Faith How It Works, and book, The Force of Faith. Order today by going to kcm.org/TV special or calling us at 800-600-7395. Both resources are also available as digital downloads. This free offer is good for 60 days. Outside the U.S., shipping charges may apply.
Greater is he that's in you than he that's in the world. I said the greater one. The greater one is right here.
I'm not going to be depressed and crushed another day in my life because he did it. He went through it. He bought it. He paid for it. And I now have the peace.
By his stripes ye were healed. That's cancer, diabetes, high blood pressure, crippling arthritis, infectious disorder. You can't separate healing from salvation. It's on the cross.
I don't wait for crisis moments to draw on power. Power is for everyday life.
We got to be unafraid and unashamed. They got to see more power on your side than it is on the world's side.
Join us for the Southwest Believers Convention with Kenneth Copeland and our special lineup of guest speakers, July 28th through August 2nd. Register at kcm.org/SWBC today.
This book, The Force of Faith, I believe, George, was the first book that my dad wrote. Mm. It was three books, all about this same size. But this one has been a cornerstone of Kenneth Copeland Ministries for over 55 years. It was, came out early on in the ministry, and it's still riveting to find out about faith from this book. One last thing I wanted to mention to you about one of the first things that development of your faith will do. Sometimes this putting your faith on the line means letting him change your perspective.
Yes.
Like be debt free. Mm-hmm. Well, they took it from the word, but their perspective on that meant they'd never have anything, Dad and Gloria, that they'd never have a house, never have anything,
right. But
they would instead just choose to be debt free. But by acting in faith, it changed their perspective on why God wanted them debt free, and it set them on a path to that debt freedom, but with joy, and their eyes opened with how much God wanted to bless them.
It is so powerful for you to know this information, especially those of you who have not watched these broadcasts before. You need to know how to develop your faith, and that's why we are here, and that's why we're providing this for you. And I'm so glad that we get to be with you tomorrow, because we're going to continue on this path of how to develop your faith. So as we go, remember this. God loves you,
we love you,
and Jesus is Lord.
Let the Word of God build your faith. Kenneth Copeland calls KCM.org your study center. You can watch, read, and share faith-based content and teaching resources available to you free.
The Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast study notes will help you dive deeper into these powerful word-based teachings. Get all 5 days of notes at one time. Use them during the week for your personal study time. Download them free at kcm.org/notes. Create a special family devotional time to follow along with the notes as you watch the broadcast. Study the scriptures with your children and begin instilling God's word now. Use these notes to build your faith library and build up a heritage of faith.